We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back, Petco Park. If you are concerned about the weather tonight, don't be. Downtown, it's gorgeous. That is a live shot, if you're watching on television or online. That is a live shot of the bay from atop Petco Park. Literally, not a cloud in the sky.
That is a true statement.
That's the voice of Brady Phelps. He's at Lob Shots on the internet. And he's here to play a little game we like to call Old School, New School. Now, Kurt, this is just the second time we're doing this, and it's the first time you're participating. Last time, Brady went head-to-head with Randy Jones, the left-hander. Blooper, who won that day? Who was the winner of the competition?
Randy Jones.
Okay, so Randy was the winner. And one might ask oneself, how does one win Old School, New School? So what happens is I will throw out a topic, and then Kurt, who represents the old school, will argue against Brady, who represents the new school, and Blooper is like the judge, and he judges.
So let's just say that it was totally accurate scoring last time. No shenanigans whatsoever.
Did Randy start this? Because he's the cranky one?
I think we just came up with it one day when we had nothing else to talk about.
Okay.
And it turned into one of those things.
This could be fun.
Well, yeah, no, the point is it's fun.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the idea, is that it's fun and compelling and hopefully informative.
Randy and I basically made fun of each other for about 15 minutes. So.
There you go.
Which got pretty easy.
Now, the guys do not know the topics going into it. That's part of the beauty of old school, new school, is that they don't know the topics of the thing. So we're going to start this out here, and we got some serious ones and we got some not as serious ones. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the very first one is a hot topic around baseball the last couple of seasons, defensive shifts. And the commissioner kind of went out there, and his very first day in office, he sort of just wondered aloud what it would be like to ban them, and people lost their minds. But generally speaking, Kurt Bevacqua, Brady Phelps, what do you think of all the shifting around baseball right now? Old school, you're up first.
I'm up first.
Old school is up.
Why am I old school?
Because
that's the way it is?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're the okay. – I'm not trying to say you're the older guy.
Let me tell you how I feel about the shifts. I feel like the shifts, you can play wherever you want to on the field. The hitters are idiots. Because if you can't beat a shift where every infielder is from second base over to first, there's something wrong with you as a major league player.
So you just called Matt Kemp an idiot?
Absolute idiot. No, I tell you what. Matt Kemp can beat the shift anytime he wants to. He's got the ability to do it.
He'd be batting 1,000 if he could do that.
He hits the ball the other way as good as anybody in the league. There's other guys that can't even do it.
Right, like Adrian Gonzalez?
They can't do it. No, Adrian hits the ball the other way pretty good also.
Right, but I think
you
that's
shift.
Not beating the shift. Like, the shift is awesome because these guys look at, like, statistical charts that, you know, they didn't have way back in the Stone Ages when you played. And
what do you mean Stone Ages? They had charts. We're the ones that started charts, so don't give me that crap.
Well, then where was the shift back then? The shift didn't exist like it does now.
No,
they got
because
guys
our
in
pitchers
Korea
were
playing,
much, for,
playing
they
behind
were much
the catcher.
Smarter. If a guy likes the ball in, we pitched him away. If a guy likes the ball outside, we pitched him in.
All right, so what's
therefore
your answer? What do you think
shift?
Of the shift?
So you like the shift?
No.
Okay, you hate the shift. I'm not even sure what the question was.
There is no actual question.
Your thoughts.
There's
good.
No question.
Yeah. My thoughts are the shift is awesome, and if you're a ball player that is so arrogant that you think you're going to hit a jack instead of like throwing down a bunt down to third base to get on base, then that's, I don't know, that's on you. Then the shift won.
He just agreed with me.
No, I didn't. I don't agree with
you. Blooper, who wins the argument? You can
he
say
absolutely
it's a draw.
Just agreed with
you
me.
Can say it's a draw because I don't even know what they're debating.
I'm going to withdraw on that one.
Okay, it's a draw. Nobody wins round one.
That's because he agreed with me.
That was classic manipulation that you just did, by the way, to Blooper. Like, Blooper, no, you decide. You decide, but it's a draw. You decide, though.
You didn't really argue anything. It was kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Blooper, you got to come up with questions next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You right. can't be agreeing with what I say, but just use different words.
That's what Randy did with me the whole time last time.
Wow. They're not even here to defend himself. All right,
no,
topic two. You remember back in the quote-unquote Stone Ages when a relief pitcher would come in and they had the little bullpen carts, the buggies that would bring the guys in. So instead of the relief pitcher doing an athletic thing and taking himself or running himself to the mound, he was driven there in the bullpen cart. New school, how do you feel about bullpen carts?
I love the idea of the bullpen buggy. Like, the Padres bullpen buggy is maybe my favorite thing ever in the history of baseball. That I don't know if Blooper has a photo of one of those bad boys.
Yeah, no, he's very well prepared today.
Even though I emailed you a photo of. Anyway, I think that the pitcher should run out there. You got to get warmed up. You got. I mean, don't pull a Heath Bell and slide into the mound. But I do think, you know, I love the idea of the Hills Bells, the music, and, you know, running into to your own song and getting fired up. So
let me just add there, because I never thought of it that way. Can you imagine how less cool Hells Bells would have been for Trevor Hoffman if he was like, riding in a big hat? Like, it would completely ruin the whole thing. Just a thought. Yeah. Kurt, you played during the era of bullpen cards.
I think a bullpen card is awesome. But what they should use it for is to take a relief pitcher off the field when he gets shelled.
Can you imagine?
They should lay him down, put the medics in their cart with him, and bring him into the clubhouse.
So it's like a relief pitcher's version of the Walk of Shame?
Right. There you go.
He
has to ride off in a giant, like, bubblegum cart.
That's it. Now, who won that one, Blooper?
Brady.
Oh, please.
New school. That's the new school.
Whoa,
sound
we just
effect.
Had a little sound. That
yeah,
was...
we have sound effects.
And you said he wasn't prepared.
Oh, yeah. That's the new school. We probably should have done this earlier. That's the winner of the new school sound effect. If old school wins, this is what you'll hear. And again,
that's
if
so that's school... the last time you'll hear that?
Oh, how
that's
about
it.
That? All right,
that's
here's the next topic, and this sort of goes back to something that happened during the road trip, but then again last night. Personal topic of interest. You know, in softball, they got the double base at first, the orange base in the runner's lane. Tyson Ross last night is trying to get himself to first base. The throw hits him in the back. He's called out, which is ridiculous. He is in the runner's lane until he gets towards first base, and then he has to reach his leg out. I just pulled something. To try and get to the base, and he's called out. So should we have a double base at first base the way they do in, like, slow-pitch softball? Old school, what do you think? Double base at first.
You're still the old school guy. I don't know if you remember.
I'm just thinking about double base. I mean, somebody just asked me.
Do you know what we're talking about?
There should be two
Blooper
bases.
Has a picture of the base.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So
what your silence is saying that you think that the question is so asinine that you would ever put a double
exactly
base.
Exactly what
he's
I'm thinking.
He's just trying to touch the bag. That's all he's trying to do, and he's called out. He should have been called out.
He's in the baseline.
He's perfect there, and at the end.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's got to be outside the line.
You got to be inside the line. You got to be in foul, quote-unquote, foul territory.
Correct.
And he was running there. Blooper, can we show the softball base? We emailed this to you.
That's why they have a running lane.
Oh,
that running lane's been there for a long time.
Apparently not.
So
what do you think of the double base?
I think the double
base. Oh, he never answered.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
his silence.
No, you're very anti.
I want the double base. I want the double base, and I want it to be orange like that, too, because it's so ridiculous. Yeah, I think the double base is great. Let's do it. Let's put it in there. I don't want any pitchers stretching groins, you know?
Blooper, who wins this round?
Brady.
Oh.
I'm all for the double base.
New school.
This is the last time I play this stupid game.
Oh, somebody's a sore loser.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
All right, we got to get through the next two quickly here. For a lot of reasons. The brushback pitch is next. We've been talking about this a lot, it seems like, this season. Moving a guy's feet, you know, if he's too comfortable at the plate. Brady, when I say brushback pitch, what do you think as a new school guy?
I'm all about it, and if you hit him, so be it. I love it. Get him off the plate. What do you think?
As a hitter, a guy that had to stand in, what do you think of the brushback pitch?
I hate to agree with him, but I have to.
Okay. So there's no debate here.
Not at all.
A blooper?
I feel like
what's old school and new school here?
I don't know.
I think new school, they don't do it as much.
Right.
So you're mad at me for stealing your answer then?
Yeah, that was an old school
I
answer.
Feel like Brush you actually back. Were setting me up to talk about Tommy Lasorda with Kurt.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
That is hands down, by the way, in history.
If Tommy would have brushed somebody back, he would have lasted more than four innings in the big leagues.
Oh, man.
Tommy the pitcher.
I wish Tommy was here.
He was, too.
All right, last one. Kurt wins that one. It's 2-1. It's all on the line here.
Okay.
Old school blooper, right? Old school
it's
wins
2-1.
That one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
there it
yay.
Is. This is off the rails.
So charge!
We're winning all the awards for this show. All right, the last one. So there's a big rumor yesterday. Blooper, you have this picture? He's got this one. There was a big rumor yesterday that at the All-Star game this year, the players were going to be wearing faux pillbox hats. because, you know, the Reds have this history of pillbox hats. So that was the rumor yesterday, that during the All-Star game, all the players were going to wear these hats, obviously based upon what team they were. You see the Padres one all the way at the bottom, second from the right. It came out today, though, we found out they were just prototypes. They're not going to be worn. Now, the pillbox hat, really, you saw a lot of them in 76 with the Bicentennial. That was a big deal. The Pirates, though, actually wore them for several seasons. Kurt, in fact, as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, wore a pillbox hat. And they're just incredible, incredible things.
Look
different
at that.
Shape, and then the stripes around the base, I guess, or the head of the hat.
Same exact mustache.
So pillbox hat, man, that's a glorious, glorious picture.
That's so good.
What year is that, KB?
Glorious.
Look at that
what
hat.
What happened to my moss?
And
so good.
You're legitimately caught off guard by that image.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So, all right, Brady, actually, new school guy, you wore a pillbox hat today.
I know, and I did not know that this was going to be a question. I loved those designs when they came out. I think it's awesome to mix it up. And not, well, what am I stealing your answer again? You're so sensitive. Jeez. I think they're great. And I love that MLB had no idea. It was just some designer who threw them together, kind of threw them out. They had been on the internet for a week, but nobody really saw them. Then somebody picked it up, and then Ravel tweeted about it, and everybody freaked out. And then they, you know, MLB had to come out with a big statement saying, no, it's not ours. It's not going to happen. But I wish they would, because they're rad.
Would you like pillbox hats?
I don't know whether this old school, new school. I don't know the difference.
Me neither.
Here.
We're
but
lost.
They belonged on one head, and that was the head of a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh,
they
we have
were
a
the ones
answer.
That came out with it. That's where the hats belong.
How about the Stargell Stars? You had those too, right?
It was awesome.
Yeah, Willie Stargell with the stars. You see those sometimes.
And there shouldn't be
hats.
Anybody else that can do that.
All right.
Pops was the innovator of that.
Okay, so Kurt's answer is only the Pittsburgh Pirates should wear pillbox hats. Blooper?
I'm going with Kurt on that one. That's a great answer.
Oh, old school. I like that. I agree. I think it was
so
the Pirates thing. No.
No, I said answer. We should use it. I actually had a different answer than you. So
you like them? The Pirates hat.
Well, I love the We're done.
Hey, Blooper.
No, I did like the Pirates out. I just think that they should wear them in the All-Star game. Everybody should.
What happened? Oh, okay. We had 2-2-1. We have a draw. Is that right?
That's a tie.
Do we arm wrestle now?
Thumb war. hey, how about rock, paper, scissors, 1 out of 1 to settle the winner for today?
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So shoot after I say scissors.
Okay.
Rock, ready? Rock, paper, scissors. No, for God's sake.
I won.
You won?
Yeah. You did rock, I had paper.
You didn't even listen to the rules. I think he should be disqualified. I should win because he doesn't know how to play.
That was the second and final edition of Old School, New School. Thanks to Brady Phelps for coming out and playing. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. When we come back, who knows, maybe we'll talk about baseball. Thanks to Brady for coming by. Follow him on the Twitter @LobShots. We'll continue with more right after this.